When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joe, I'd like to know what you think of the news from U.S. officials citing intelligence that the Wagner Group, that Russian paramilitary organization, plans to provide an air defense system to Hezbollah. That's scary, isn't it?
Bob, yes, indeed it is. Hello from Kharkiv, 30 miles from Russia. And you know, it's scary, but it's not a surprise. I mean, the Russia, Hamas, and Iran have not tried to hide their solidarity. Russia never condemned Hamas for its attack upon Israel. And soon after, they continued to meet with the Iranians and with Hamas officials. And so they make it very clear. And perhaps when you look at, you know, the new Speaker of the House said earlier this week that Israel is a pressing priority. But I don't understand that, because for Russia and Iran and Hamas, they make it clear that their pressing priorities are the destruction not only of Israel, but also of Ukraine. And they are waving the banner of their collaboration. It's very obvious. I don't understand why leading officials in the West sometimes don't realize this. We also felt that collaboration among those powers very keenly here in Kharkiv last night. We had reports early in the evening of the Iranian manufactured Shahid suicide drones traveling the country. Never a pleasant thought. And then around 9 p.m., it seems that a Russian reconnaissance drone was destroyed here over the city of Kharkiv. I heard the explosion. I went downstairs to the hotel lobby, and I didn't want to sit in the deep shelter for an hour or two. So I guess you could say instead I sheltered my mind by ordering a drink at the hotel bar, a little bit safer than being up in my room. And soon the all clear sounded, and then about 2 hours later, 11 o'clock, we had more reports of the Iranian suicide drones sent by Russia, and that they were coming for Kharkiv City. And the alarm sounded, and then maybe 40 minutes later, an extra emergency alarm sounded, saying, you know, and when that happens, you check your Telegram chat groups to find out what exactly is happening. And the drones were approaching the city. They were entering the city limits. After midnight, they had reached the city. And in the end, before 1:30 or so in the morning, 10 of these Russian drones made in Iran had hit the city of Kharkiv. And it caused several fires. I think there were five large fires throughout the city. It was a very loud night. They destroyed a college that was built in 1915. All told, it seems that there were no fatalities in these buildings that they hit. And overall, through the night, Russia sent 40 of these drones throughout Ukraine. 24 of them were intercepted. And meanwhile, as this goes on, Russia continues to assault frontline cities and towns with artillery. There's speculation that this, and it's really a new level of shelling on towns and cities, let alone, you know, in the trenches and the front lines. And there's a lot of speculation that this new sort of infusion of ammunition is a shipment from North Korea. And so we see North Korea, Iran, Hamas, Russia allied. And so it seems that it would behoove those in the West to realize that, you know, if you're fighting one aspect of this, you really have to look at the whole picture. I talked earlier today with my friend Mike Poporechnik, a former kickboxing champion of Europe, an entrepreneur and civil society leader from the city of Nikopol. And he said he was back home to deliver humanitarian aid. And he said, you know, they used to attack that city only a few times every single night, which is bad enough. Now the Russians are attacking throughout the day and throughout the night multiple times. As you go about the city, at any moment, you could be hit by not only shells, but also Iranian drones. And I asked him, I said, how do you handle this mentally as you're going about your business? And he said, with laughter, I just move faster.
So much for the quiet period you've experienced there lately that you've mentioned to us. I was thinking about our discussion about Russian propaganda a lot recently, Joseph, because it seems that Hamas is also waging an information war, and they seem to be winning it.
Yeah, well, too, and even on, we're talking about that quiet period, still, I mean, although this was a big drone attack, the Russians have still they've not launched a major missile attack throughout Ukraine since Ukraine hit the Black Sea Fleet. Russia has not, we were used to a year ago 80, 90 missiles every week. That has not happened. Drones are much cheaper. And so what is Russia doing? Are they trying to explore weaknesses in the system? But either way, they're not mounting this massive attack. And this is a time when it would be the perfect time to Russian support for Ukraine to use this period. It still is a period of relative quiet to push back and to strike Russian bases. But instead, everyone is distracted by what's happening in Israel and not connecting these issues. And Hamas is convincing the world that they are the oppressed ones when, in fact, they have been oppressing their people. We got to always ask the question, why does the Kingdom of Jordan, why did they not accept refugees from Gaza? Because they don't want them, because they're scared of them, because they're radicalized. And all the blame goes on Israel in this. And so this is what has to be, the Hamas wants Jewish people destroyed. Russia wants Ukrainian people destroyed. And that's very clear. And speaking of propaganda, I wanted to share with you a clip of our new podcast, The Land of the Free, a podcast I make with Ukrainska Pravda, which means Ukrainian truth. It's independent media here in Ukraine, based in Kyiv. And it's a glimpse into, I interviewed the managing editor, Alina Polyakova. She's managing editor of the English language edition. And this is a glimpse into how important free speech is to the Ukrainians, especially in the wartime. Even though there's martial law, Ukrainska Pravda continues to report. And they have actually, when Ukraine's defense minister, the previous one, Oleksiy Reznikov, when he was forced to resign, or he was dismissed, because in large part the reporting of Ukrainska Pravda. And so even in the wartime, there are very brave journalists. Alina Polyakova, she could live elsewhere. She chooses to live in Kyiv. And so here's a little glimpse of what it's like to be a reporter pushing for integrity and against corruption in the time of war.
And we showed that MPs are partying on the different restaurants which are opened after the curfew.
Wow.
And it was filmed by our journalist, Mikhailo Tkach. And after that, the mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, said that all the restaurants, cafes, and whatever should be closed after 10 o'clock. However, people who live here, they need to go home after that time. They can't like buy some food or whatever. But MPs who were going to the restaurants after the curfew still are going to the restaurants after the curfew. So it didn't impact as we wanted it.
It actually hurt the people who need these services, and those who break the rules still find ways too.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true. That's why we need to continue our work and to show that okay, guys, you have power, but you need to use it better.
How a free press works in wartime. Interesting, Joseph.
Yeah, and I love how she phrased that. Okay, guys, you have power, but you need to use it better.
Yeah.
Because it's not adversarial. It's saying we have to work for victory together, and so there is this responsibility. But it shows you how sneaky that corruption can be. But Alina and all of the team there are very dogged and honorable journalists, so they keep on in the time of war.
We'll get that link up on our website if you want to know about Joseph Lindsley's podcasts. Just go to WGNradio.com. Joe, we'll talk Monday. I hope you don't have to take cover too often in the hotel bar this weekend.
Yeah, well, it would be a nice break. So anyway, you can also see that at UkrainianFreedomNews.com. And I look forward to our talk on Monday.